Well, praise the Lord.
Prise Gud.
Well, if it is possible, maybe towards the end we'll show you some pictures of our church so you understand our background, but right now we'll get into the word.
Hvis det mulig mot slutten, så skal vi vise noen bilder fra kirka vår og den vi holder på med der sånn, men akkurat nå skal vi fokusere på Guds ord.
Yes, we do come from a country that has almost 1.35 billion people.
Vi fra et land som milliarder mennesker cirka.
But the statistics say that we are only 2% Christian.
Men statistikken sier at vi bare 2% kristne.
And then we have a lot of persecution.
Og vi opplever også
forfølgelse. So just because the number of the population is great doesn't mean churches are large.
Så selv om befolkningen stor, så betyr ikke det samme som at kirken
stor. There's a lot of work to be done in that country.
Det mye arbeid som gjenstår I det landet.
And we appreciate everything that different churches from all over the world come to do to help the church in India.
Og vi setter pris på det alle menigheter fra misjonsorganisasjoner kommer og gjør I India. All den hjelpen vi kan få.
I'm so happy that God enabled both of us to meet.
Yeah.
In natural terms we would say by chance, but in God there are no chances. We believe it is God who causes things to happen.
Jeg glad for at vi møtte hverandre. I det naturlige ville man si at det var tilfeldighetene, men vi vet at dette her organisert og tilrettelagt av Gud.
Just a casual meeting turned out to be what it is today.
Bare noe som var et helt nesten alminnelig møte resulterte I det vi ser I dag.
As a family we are so excited to be here with you all to share from our heart from the word of God.
Og som familie,
and I pray that will bless you.
Og som familie vi så takknemlige for å kunne være her og dele Guds ord med dere, og vi ber at det skal være til velsignelse.
Now, pastor in his introduction said this is a wealthy nation.
Som introduksjon så ble det sagt at dette her en velstående nasjon.
There's no question about that.
Det ingen tvil om.
But man generally has problems which are similar all over the world.
Men mennesker har den samme type problemer uansett hvor I verden du
Because we all face the same devil.
Fordi at vi har alle den samme djevelen.
It comes in different phases and different proportions.
Det kommer I riktige forskjellige faser, I forskjellige proporsjoner.
Now he was talking about climate change.
Når vi snakker om klimaendringer.
And how it's affecting the world.
Og hvordan det påvirker verden.
This is different. I disagree with the climate change issue.
Jeg helt uenig når det gjelder klimaendringene.
Not because of science.
Ikke på grunn av vitenskapen.
I believe that no matter what happens.
Jeg tror at uansett hva som skjer.
I'm in the kingdom of God.
Så jeg I Guds rike.
So in the kingdom of God.
Så I Guds rike.
If I know how to live in the kingdom.
Hvis jeg vet hvordan jeg lever der.
With kingdom economics.
Og med Guds rike økonomi.
No what happens around me.
Så spelar ingen roll vad som sker runt mig.
I will be spared from everything that happens.
Men jag blir då spart från det som sker I omständigheterna.
He said.
För han har sagt.
I am the apple of his eye.
Att jag är hans ögonsten.
Han har sagt. He knows me by name.
Att han har lagt känner mitt namn.
That is carved me on the palm of his hand.
Han säger att han har skrivit namnet
so
min sin hand. Så han känner mig.
Say amen.
Amen.
So he knows you.
Och han känner dig.
So no matter which part of the world you live.
Så oavsett var du bor.
If you're living in the kingdom.
Hvis du lever I Guds rike.
We don't deny what is happening around.
Så trenger vi ikke fornekte det som skjer rundt oss.
But we don't have to be worried like the people around.
Men vi bekymrer oss heller ikke som folk der ute.
Say amen.
Det amen?
Because the Bible says.
Fordi Bibelen sier.
Even in the days of famine.
At I dager med sult.
It doesn't say you will survive.
Så står det ikke at du vil overleve.
It doesn't say you'll just make it.
Det står ikke at du bare skal klare deg.
You will flourish.
Men du vil blomstre,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That means when everybody
det betyr at når alle,
all around me
alle rundt
are starving,
sulter,
I will not only have enough for me, but I will be able to give to others.
Så har jeg ikke bare nok til meg, men jeg vil ha nok til å dele til andre.
Remember, you are the apple of his eye.
Husk, du hans øyensten.
If I can learn how to live by the principles of the kingdom of God,
og jeg kan lære å leve etter Guds rikes prinsipper.
Joseph knew there was a famine that was coming.
Josef visste at en sult
so God gave him wisdom to plan out.
Och Gud gav han visdom till att planlägga
hur man skulle.
Så att när det kom
and everybody was starving to death.
Och alla sultet.
He had surplus inside.
Så hade han överskott på insidan.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Why don't you say I'm a Joseph?
Si, jag är Josef. Jag är en Josef. Jag är en Josef.
I'm not saying this is not affecting the climate change is not affecting. I'm saying It may be or may not be. I don't care.
Jeg sier ikke at klimaendringen en realitet eller ikke. Jeg bryr meg ikke egentlig.
I want to believe what my Bible tells me more than what the scientists tell me.
For jeg tror mer på det Bibelen sier enn det vitenskapen sier.
Because you know, even scientists are the most educated people.
For selv om vitenskapen veldig utdannede mennesker.
Who we venerate and look up to many times.
Og som vi løfter opp og ser opp til.
Also make major mistakes.
Men de gjør også store kjempefeil.
Yesterday,
I går,
I was with pastor in his house.
Så var han hos meg oppe på besøk.
I was, you know, after lunch, they said, would you like to have some coffee?
Og etter lunch så sa jeg, vil du ha kaffe?
I said, no, not really.
Jeg sa, nei, egentlig ikke.
And there was another gentleman sitting beside me,
who
was the chairman of the organization.
Som formann, styreformann.
He said, you know, pastor,
han sa, vet du hva, pastor?
In the days past,
I dagene som har gått,
the scientists would say, coffee is not good for you.
Så kommer vitenskapsfolk til å si,
but today, now they say, that coffee is good for you.
At det bra for deg.
Scientists can change.
Vitenskapen
their research can change.
Forskning endres.
But this will never change.
Men denne boken, Bibelen, vil aldri endres.
Somebody say amen.
Amen til det.
God is not discovering new things.
Gud ikke sånn at han oppdager
God is the creator.
Gud skaperen av alle ting.
See, scientists are they're evolving in their research.
Vitenskapen utvikles hele tiden.
They're evolving in their education.
De utvikler sin utdannelse,
and in their research, they're finding new things.
Og så oppdager de stadig nye
ting. Thank God for the scientists.
Takk Gud for vitenskapen.
But we as people of God,
men vi som Guds folk,
should regard the word more than what the scientists say.
Vi bør holde Bibelen høyere enn det vitenskapen sier.
I'm not saying you should not agree with them.
Jeg sier ikke at vi ikke skal være enige med dem.
Nor am I saying you should deny that.
Heller ikke at du skal fornekte det.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Once somebody is diagnosed with cancer,
hvis et menneske får en diagnose med kreft,
what do people think?
Hva tenker mennesket?
Most often, they will die.
De fleste tenker, nå dør de.
And most doctors, even the best ones,
og fleste leger,
do not give you much hope.
De gir ikke alt for mye håp.
Is that right?
Stemmer ikke det?
Amen.
Amen.
That's how it is, right?
Slik det.
But God does not give us hopelessness.
Men Gud gir oss ikke
the
hopelessness.
Word gives us hope.
Ordet gir oss håp.
No matter what the situation is.
Uansett situasjon.
So no matter what battle you're facing.
Eller hvilken kamp du står I.
If I and you can learn how to live by faith in His Word.
Vi kan lære å leve ved tro I denne verden.
Everything that we're facing can change.
Så vil alt vi står ansikt til ansikt med forandres.
The Bible says, what I see with my natural eyes.
Det jeg ser med mitt naturlige øyne.
Is temporal.
Det bare midlertidig.
It's temporary.
Det bare midlertidig.
But what I cannot see
men det jeg ikke kan
is
se,
eternal.
Den usynlige verden evig.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Recently we had a prayer meeting.
Vi hadde nylig et bønnemøte.
We had called for a prayer on a Friday night.
Fredagskveldsbønnen.
And in that prayer we were ministering to people.
Og vi betjente mennesker.
There was this young lady with a little child.
En ung kvinne der med et lite barn.
And a young husband
and
who came to the service.
En mann som kom til gudstjenesten.
And they talked to my wife and she was diagnosed with cancer fourth stage.
Hun hadde fått en diagnose med kreft I fjerde stadium.
They did not give her any hope.
Og hun fikk null håp om å overleve.
So we ministered.
Så vi betjente henne.
But again I felt in my heart that I had to minister to her second again.
Men jag kände att jag skulle betjäna henne en gång nummer 2.
After the service I said would you please come I need to talk to
you. Så jag tog ut stensen så jag varsågod kom jag måste prata.
Because God had put something in my heart.
För Gud har lagt något I mitt hjärta.
She said okay.
Hon sa grat.
So I said ma'am I'm going to say something if you don't agree I won't do it.
Jag ska säga något till dig nu och visst du är oenig så vill jag inte göra det.
But this is very strange.
Men det här är väldigt rart så.
I said I don't know but God is telling me to slap you.
Jag vet inte men Gud säger att jag ska slå till dig. Yeah, that's a strange one.
Right.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm not slapping you, I'm slapping the cancer.
Men jag sa, jag slår inte dig, jag slår kräften.
Many times when God speaks,
så många gånger när Gud talar,
it does not make sense to the natural
så
mind.
Så det inte nödvändigtvis vara förnuftigt I vår tänkning.
Please understand something.
Var så snäll och förstå det här.
We operate in the natural world.
Vi opererar I den naturliga världen.
We do not operate in the spiritual world.
Men vi opererar inte I den
andliga världen. But God is a spirit.
Men Gud ånd.
So when we receive a revelation or information from that realm,
uppenbaring från det stadiet,
this realm cannot comprehend it.
Så vill inte detta naturliga kunna förstå det.
So it seems senseless.
Och då verkar det helt oförståndigt, meningslöst.
And we think, how can that be?
Hvordan kan det
hänga samman? Kan du förklara
hvordan det skulle hjälpa någonting?
But the Bible teaches us.
Men Bibeln lär oss
that one of the ways you express faith is through obedience.
Att en av de måten vi uttrycker tro lydighet.
Is that true?
Stämmer inte det?
You don't question.
You just do it. Man handlar på det bara.
So she said, "Okay, pastor."
Så hon sa, "Okay, son."
I was very strange. I slapped her 3 times.
Jag slog henne 3 gånger.
And I said, "That cancer has been slapped out of your body."
Nu är den kräften slått ut av kroppen.
Lay hands And declared her healed.
Och så la vi henne på henne och erklärde henne frisk.
2 to 3 weeks later she came back.
2-3 veckor senare kom hon tillbaka.
With a report from the doctor.
Med en rapport från läkaren.
No trace of cancer.
Ingen spår av kräft.
Halleluja.
Halleluja.
What am I trying to teach you?
Vad jag behöver att säga.
That we need to focus on the ability of God rather than the natural things that we're facing in life.
Vi måste fokusera på Guds evne än på livets verkligheter.
You know, we have to understand what faith is.
Vi måste förstå vad troen är.
There's a lot of stuff I want to share, but I can't do it. But you know, I'll just give you some understanding.
Det är mängder av ting jag gärna vill ha delt med dig. Jag bara ger dig bitte lite inledning.
Many times when we are praying, we're asking God for things, whatever that is, whether it's a thing, whether it's healing, whether it's a job, whether it's a contract, or whether it's peace.
Och vi ber till Gud om forskjellige ting, om det är en arbete, om det är kontrakt, om det är hälsa eller fred eller vad det måste vara du ber om.
And God does tell us to ask him and he said to he that asketh shall receive.
Och Gud säger ju det att var den som ber han vill få.
But there is a way of asking.
Men det är en måte att be på.
There's a way you can come to the Lord asking like a beggar.
En måte där du kommer till Gud och du ber som en tigger.
Or you can come and ask like a son who knows his rights in his father.
Men du kan också komma som en son som känner sina rättigheter hos
Most
sin far.
People approach God like a beggar.
De flesta kommer framför Gud
they
som en tigger.
They don't understand who they are in Christ Jesus.
För de vet inte vem de är i Jesus Kristus.
So they're begging God all the time.
Så man tigger Gud hela
But
tiden.
But that is not what God wants us to do.
Det är inte det Gud vill att vi
He
gör.
He wants us to come and ask.
Han vill att vi ska komma och
knowing
spörja,
who I am.
Fordi vi vet
he said,
vem vi är.
If you being evil know how to give good gifts to your children,
han säger, som är onde vet att ge goda gåvor till deras barn,
will your heavenly father give to you the Holy Ghost?
Hur mycket mer ska deras himmelska far ge dere den helige ånd?
Halleluja.
Halleluja.
So he's talking about us coming to the father as a son.
Så han säger att vi kommer till fadern som en söner.
Correct, but we keep begging, Lord, when will you heal me, Lord? Please heal me, Lord. Please heal me, Lord.
Please heal me, Lord. Helbred mig.
Lord, give me the job, Lord. Give me the contract, Lord.
Give me
the peace, Lord.
Ge mig denna avtalen. Ge mig, ge mig.
Heal that relationship, Lord.
Läg denna relationen, Herre.
I'm unable to bear this stress in my life, Lord.
Herre, jag klarar inte att bära denna tilliten I mitt liv.
Nothing wrong in expressing our feelings to God because he's our father.
Låt mig understryka det är inte galet att uttrycka sina känslor till Gud för han är vår far.
Please do understand something.
Men förstå något.
God does not move on emotion.
Gud beväger sig inte på grund av känslor.
I don't know about here.
Jag vet inte om
but
det
in India,
men I India,
most Christians think
de flesta kristna,
that they can move the hand of God through emotion.
De tror de kan beväga Guds hand med sina
känslor. So they even teach
Som han undervisar
till dem. You need to cry.
Att du måste gråta när du kommer.
You have to shed tears.
Du måste gråta när du kommer.
That's when God will do things for you.
Där då Gud kan handla för dig.
That's not what my Bible teaches.
Det är inte det Bibeln säger.
My Bible says.
Min Bibel säger.
God moves on faith.
Att Gud handlar I henhåll till tro.
Now, is it wrong to cry?
Är det fel att gråta?
No.
Nej.
But it's wrong to believe that God will answer only if you cry.
Men det är fel att tro att Gud svarar bara när du gråter.
Come on, are you with me, everybody?
Är du med?
God will answer because I have faith in him as my father who made a promise.
Jag har tro på han som en far som har gett ett löfte till oss.
Say amen.
Say amen.
Hallelujah. So let me read a scripture for you.
Låt mig läsa skriften för dig.
In 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3.
Andra Peter 1:3.
2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3 it says this.
Där står det följande.
According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue.
Eftersom hans gudomliga kraft har skänkt oss allt som tjänar till liv och Guds frukt vid erkännelsen av han som kallat oss vid härlighet och gudomskraft.
All right. I don't know how it is in Norwegian,
it's but very good.
Okay, very good. Look. All right, very good. Listen. But the tense is very important here.
Här är det viktiga alltså måten det är skrivet på grammatiken om du vill.
According to his divine power.
Alltså I eftersom hans gudomliga eller I henhåll till hans gudomliga kraft.
Stop.
Stopp där.
How powerful is God?
Hur mäktig och kraftig är Gud?
Unlimited.
Obegränsad.
Is that true?
Stämmer inte det?
Do you all believe that?
Tror du det?
His power is unlimited.
First, hans let that settle in our hearts. Helt obegränsade.
So according to his unlimited supply of power.
Så alltså eftersom eller I henhåll till hans gudomliga kraft.
Given us.
Har that means, han skänkt oss.
He didn't say he's going to give us.
Står det att han kommer
till. It doesn't say he's giving us now.
Och det står det att han ger det
nu. He has already given us.
Han har allerede.
Is that past tense or present tense?
It's past.
Right?
Ha, yeah, yes. Has.
So past tense, right? Yeah. That's what I'm trying to make you understand.
Det det vi må forstå
her. God, according to his unlimited powers,
Gud I henhold til sin ubegrensede kraft,
has given unto us,
har allerede gitt oss,
how many things?
Hva har han gitt?
Everybody say all things.
Alle ting.
Come on, all things.
All things.
Say it again, all things.
All things, alle ting.
Do you need peace?
Trenger du fred?
Do you need joy instead of mourning?
Glede.
Do you need healing in your body?
Helbredelse.
Do you want finance in your situation
Økonomi.
That you're facing?
I din situasjon?
Do you need a healing in your marriage?
Legedom I
Do you need healing between the relationship between parents and children?
Legedom mellom foreldre og barn.
What is it that is bothering? Are you stressed out in life?
Hva plager deg? Du stresset I livet?
Whatever your need is.
Hva enn ditt behov
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm more excited than you all this morning.
Jeg mer begeistret enn dere alle sammen jo.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All things.
Alle ting.
Come on. With an attitude, I want you to say all things.
Litt med innstilling, hallo. Alle ting.
All things. Come on.
Alle ting.
Say it again. All things.
Alle ting.
One last time. All things.
Alle ting, siste gang.
God has given you all things.
Gud har gitt alle ting.
Unto godliness. Unto life and godliness.
Som tjener til liv. Tjener til liv og Guds frykt.
But now comes the most important.
Og så kommer det viktigste.
Part of the verse.
En del av dette verset.
The most important part is this.
Det viktigste følgende.
Through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue.
Ved erkjennelsen av ham som kalte oss ved herlighet og guddomskraft.
All that is there given to us.
Alt dette da gitt til oss.
But how do I access it?
Men hvordan får jeg tilgang?
Every one of us is tremendously blessed of God.
Hver og en allerede enormt velsignet av Gud.
But we're not experiencing it.
Uten at vi alle erfarer det.
It is a theory.
Det en teori.
We believe in our minds.
Og vi tror det I vårt hode.
But that's not our experience.
Men så erfaringen
this is where, the disconnect is in the Christian life.
Og det her frakoblingen skjer I det kristne livet.
We talk about the goodness of God.
Vi taler om Guds godhet.
We preach about the power of God.
Vi forkynner om hans kraft.
We preach about the healing of God.
Vi forkynner om hans
helbredelse. The provision of God.
Om hvordan han sørger
for
oss.
While we are struggling ourselves.
Og så kjemper vi allikevel.
Do you agree with me?
Du der? Skjønner du?
So what is the problem?
Hva problemet?
This is what we need to resolve.
Det det vi må prøve
Why am I not able to get it?
Hvorfor får jeg ikke tak I det?
Why am I not able to access it?
Hvorfor har jeg ikke adgang til det?
Because you need an access card.
For du må ha et adgangskort.
Now you have a bank account. Everyone has a bank
Alle
account.
Alle har et bankkort, ikke sant?
You have deposited money in your bank.
Der har du penger som du har satt I
Now,
banken.
If you want to draw some money,
og hvis du vil trekke penger ut,
you generally go where?
Så går du hvor?
To the ATM.
Så går du til minibanken.
Is that true?
Ikke sant?
Right? You go to the ATM.
Du går til minibanken.
Can you go to the ATM and say,
kan du gå dit og si,
hey, I have my money in my bank, in your bank.
Pengene mine står I banken din her.
So I need some money. I need some 300, 400, whatever the Norwegian currency is.
Ja, så jeg må ha 300-400 kroner nå.
And you start punching buttons.
Og så kan du bare begynne å trykke knapper.
Nothing happens.
Ingenting som skjer.
So you kneel down before it.
Så
so please, would you give me that money?
Kan du vær så snill?
You know it is mine.
Du vet det mine penger.
And I fast.
Jeg faster til og med.
Is it going to answer?
Kommer det noen penger?
Is it going to work?
Funker det?
Why?
Nei, hvorfor?
Because that is not the accepted access to receiving your money. For your money.
Det ikke den aksepterte adgangen til dine penger.
You have your name on that money.
Dine, ditt navn står
But
på de
you're
pengene.
Not able to access it.
Allikevel så får du ikke tak I de.
Because you don't have the access card.
Fordi du ikke har adgangskortet.
This is the dilemma in which most of the church is living.
Dette det dilemma hvor mange kirker lever.
Somebody say amen.
Kan noen si amen?
Hallelujah. I said hallelujah.
Jeg sa halleluja.
So what is he saying?
Hva han sier her?
All these things that you would need
Alt dette som du
in
trenger,
life
I liv,
have been given to you
har blitt gitt til deg,
through the knowledge.
Ved erkjennelsen, altså
Everybody
kunnskap.
Say knowledge.
Kunnskapen, erkjennelsen.
Knowledge is the access.
Erkjennelsen adgangskortet.
What is limiting your access to the limitless one?
Det som begrenser det som tilgjengeligheten til den ubegrensede.
And his limitless supplies.
Og hans ubegrensede tilveiebringning. Kunnskapen.
This knowledge we're going to talk a little bit about this.
Denne kunnskapen skal vi si litt om.
But look at this. Daniel.
Legg merke til,
chapter 11.
I Daniel 11.
Verse 32 and part B if it says this.
Daniel 11, 32, I think that's
But the
gonna be
people
different.
That do know their God.
De som känner sin Gud.
shall be strong
de skal være
and do
sterke,
mighty exploits.
Og gjøre mektige gjerninger. That was Daniel 11:32.
Yeah, B part of the verse.
Ja, det litt, nesten det samme.
Yeah.
11:32 Daniel, men det folket som kjenner sin Gud skal være sterkt og utføre sin gjerning.
Are you with me this morning?
Du med?
Okay. The people that do know their God.
Det folket som kjenner sin
strong,
Gud skal være sterkt
and do exploits.
Og utføre sin gjerning. Kan være forskjellige tekster oversettelser der sånn, men.
They will be strong and do exploits.
De skal være sterke og utføre store gjerninger.
Who know their God.
De som kjenner.
Christianity is not a religion.
Er ikke en religion.
It's a relationship.
Det en relasjon.
It's a relationship.
Det relasjon.
See, most of the married people would know.
De fleste av dere som gift, dere vet jo dette.
When you get married,
at når du gifter
you
deg,
may know a little bit of, the, of your partner, but
så
not everything about
så
the partner,
du litt om
about
den
your wife or your husband. But as days go by,
men når tiden går,
you begin to understand the person better and better.
Så blir du bedre og bedre kjent med personen, og forstår
hvem
som
bedre. Days,
men I starten,
when he sits for breakfast, he may say, get me a cup of tea.
Når han satt ved frokost, så kan jeg få en kopp te.
And the wife goes and gets a cup of tea.
Og dama går og gir noen te.
And she's observing his facial expression.
Og så ser hun på ansiktsuttrykket.
All right, and goes on like that. And the husband also observes things about the wife.
Og mannen betrakter kona
si. After some time,
ettersom en stund,
the look without even speaking,
så kan de se på hverandre uten å si noe.
Communicates to the wife.
Kommuniserer til kona.
He needs tea.
Han trenger te.
Is that true?
Skjønner du det?
How is this happening?
Hvordan det skjer?
Relationship.
Relasjon.
Most people in the Christian world
de fleste I den kristne verden
have religious exercises,
har religiøse
but don't
øvelser,
spend time to relate to God.
Men bruker ikke tid til å ha relasjon
they have
med
a head knowledge of God,
hodekunnskap med
but
Gud,
they don't know the heartbeat of God.
Uten å kjenne Guds hjerteslag.
We can see miracles,
vi kan se mirakler,
but we may not know God.
Uten at vi kjenner Gud.
The Bible says in the book of Psalms,
Bibelen sier I salmene,
the people of Israel
at Israels folke,
knew the acts of God,
de kjente Guds gjerninger,
but Moses knew
men Moses
the ways of God.
Kjente Guds veier.
That's why every time they faced a challenge,
det derfor de, hver gang de sto for en utfordring,
they began to doubt God,
så tvilte de på
Gud. They began to complain,
og begynte å klage.
They murmured,
og de begynte å
they
murmured,
grumbled, and they rebelled against God's leaders.
Och så anklagade ledarna.
But not Moses.
Men inte Moses.
Moses stood still.
Han stod stilla.
Because he knew his God.
För han
the God who made a promise.
Den Gud som
that he
löfte,
will deliver them.
Han ville
he knew he will come through.
Han de,
so he
han
never
visste Gud ville komma genomföra det hela.
He never complained.
Så han klagade.
He never grumbled.
Han klagade.
He never questioned God.
Han satte aldrig spørsmålstegn.
What is the difference?
Vad var skillnaden?
Both of them, both the people of Israel and Moses,
begge, både Gud,
saw God.
Moses och Israels folk
saw the very presence of God.
Såg Guds gärningar,
but they never developed a relationship.
Och hans närvaro, men de utvecklade inte närvaro.
If you don't spend time
hvis du ikke bruker tid,
in listening to the word,
I å lytte til ordet,
in meditating the word,
å meditere ordet,
in praying,
I bønn,
amen,
amen,
and in studying the Bible,
I det å studere Bibelen,
you will not get to know God.
Da vil du aldri utvikle en relasjon med å kjenne Gud.
I said hallelujah.
Jeg sa halleluja.
See, Jesus,
yes,
listen to me carefully.
Hør nå.
Jesus is the Son of God.
Jesus er Guds sønn.
How long have I been going? I'm not sure. So if you let me,
me
know.
Neither. I threw away the time a
oh, okay.
long time ago. Yeah.
Oh my God. My son, I know he keeps time. You did not.
Even
okay.
he forgot his time.
All right. Okay. Jesus.
Jesus.
Was the Son of God, right? Is the Son of God, was the Son of God.
Good son, I good son.
He was, Jesus is also called the Word of God.
Han kalles også for Guds ord.
Is that true?
Stemmer ikke det?
Amen. No questions, right?
Det ikke noen spørsmål om det.
Jesus is the Son of God.
Han Guds son.
Jesus is the word of God.
Han Guds ord.
But when he came to earth,
men når han kom til jorda,
and he started his ministry,
og han begynte sin
the Bible tells us not once but several times
så sier Bibelen ikke bare en, men
that
mange ganger,
he would spend all night in prayer.
At han brukte hele natten I bønn.
Wake up early in the morning and go to prayer.
Tidlig om morgenen for å gå til bønn.
And sometimes in the evening he would send his disciples away and said, I have to go and pray.
Av og til ved kvelden så sendte han disiplene av gårde og sa at jeg må
be. Is that right?
Stemmer ikke det?
Okay. What personal needs did Jesus have that he had to spend so much time in prayer?
Vilka personliga behov tror du Jesus hade som gjorde att han måste bruka så mycket tid I bön med Gud?
Did he need clothes?
Trängt han kläder?
Did he need food?
Trängt han mat?
Did he need money?
Trängt han pengar?
What did he need?
Vad trängt han då?
Then why, if there were no needs, in fact, he was meeting the needs of people.
Och han mötte människors behov.
Why did he have to pray so much?
Varför måste han be så mycket?
Have you ever thought of that?
Har du tänkt på det?
Because it is in prayer he developed the relationship.
För där I bön han byggde relationen sin med
Fadern. And watch what he said. Watch what he said.
Lägg märke till vad han säger.
What I hear my father say is what I speak.
Hörer min far si är det
what my father shows me is what I do.
Det fadern visar mig är det jag gör.
So, what is this called?
Vad kallar man det?
Knowledge.
Kunskap.
Amen. Revelation.
Uppenbaring.
So Jesus operated
Jesus
in revelation knowledge.
I uppenbaringskunskap.
Amen.
Alltså vad fadern
so he was strong in the Lord.
Och då är han stark I Herren.
And he was doing exploits.
Och gjorde stora gärningar.
Because whatever he did,
för det han
people were amazed.
Människor blev överväldigade.
People were astonished.
Var förundrade.
And they said, "Where does this man get this wisdom from?"
Var får han denna visdomen
fra? He did not go to a Bible school.
Han har inte gått på bibelskolan.
He did not go to a seminary.
Han har inte gått på seminariet.
He did not study under one of the rabbis.
Han har inte studerat med rabbinerna.
Where did he get this wisdom
from? Var fick han denna visdomen fra?
From above.
Från ovan.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
See, this knowledge.
Denna kunskap.
What did Jesus say?
Vad sa Jesus?
The works I do,
de gärningen jag
shall you
gör,
do also,
ska det också
and
göra.
Greater works.
Och ända större.
How will that happen?
Hvordan sker
if
det?
I do not develop my relationship with God,
hvis jeg ikke utvikler min
relasjon
med Gud,
revelation knowledge,
og mottar åpenbaringskunnskap,
I cannot operate at that level.
Så kan jeg ikke operere på det nivået.
God is no respecter of persons.
For Gud, han skiller ikke mennesker.
If he did it with Jesus,
om han har gjort det med Jesus,
and he did it with all the disciples,
og han gjorde det med disiplene,
why will you not do it with us?
Hvorfor ikke med oss?
It's not God having favorites.
Det ikke sånn at Gud
har favoritter. That he loves somebody more than the other.
At han elsker den ene mer enn den andre.
Nei. It is my dedication.
Det min dedikasjon.
My consecration.
Overgivelse.
My setting apart to himself to pray, to study the word,
for å studere
to acquaint myself with God,
for å fylle meg med
to
Gud,
know God,
for å lære Gud å kjenne.
And then
så,
I will be strong,
sterk,
which means I will be bold.
Og da vil jeg være frimodig.
Say amen. There is a boldness that comes upon you.
Det et mot som kommer over deg.
That it will surprise the world.
Som vil overraske verden.
When Peter and John healed that sick man or that lame person,
Peter
og
Johannes helbredet den syke mannen ved porten.
They were called into question.
Så ble de stilt spørsmål.
And when they began to answer,
og når de begynte å svare,
they observed the boldness that they spoke with.
Så merket man den frimodigheten de hadde I svar.
And the Bible said,
og Bibelen sier,
they recognized
de gjenkjente
that they had spent time with Jesus.
At de hadde brukt tid sammen med Jesus.
Are you all with me?
Er dere med for så langt?
I'm not talking about religion here.
Vi snakker ikke om religion her.
So no matter what the price of petrol will be,
så uansett hva bensinprisen
I will always have more than enough.
Så har jeg mer enn nok.
No matter what the price of the groceries will be,
uansett hva prisen for matvarene vil være,
I will always have more than enough.
Har jeg mer enn nok.
Not only for my needs to be met,
ikke for at det bare mine nødbehov skal bli møtt, men at jeg kan være med å møte andre.
He said, Abraham, I will bless you.
Han sa, Abraham, jeg skal velsigne deg.
What?
Hvorfor?
So that you can bless the nations.
Så du kan velsigne nasjonene.
Somebody say amen.
Det amen til det?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God.
Ære til Gud.
Yes, in the natural,
I det naturlige,
I come from a third world country.
Så kommer han fra det vi kaller det tredje verden.
India, which is supposed to be very poor.
India, som liksom skal være veldig fattig.
So what?
Så hva?
Geographically, I'm there.
Geografisk så jeg der.
But I live in the kingdom.
Men jeg lever I Guds rike.
So I don't live in poverty.
Så jeg lever ikke I fattigdom.
I refuse to live in poverty.
Jeg nekter å leve I fattigdom.
And I teach my people.
Og jeg underviser folk
I
menigheten.
And I tell them.
Og sier til dem.
I and poverty are divorced for life.
Jeg og fattigdom, vi har skilsmisse for alltid.
The economy of India does not determine how I live.
Eller Indias økonomi bestemmer ikke hvordan jeg skal leve.
God is my provider.
Gud den som min forsørger.
God provides us.
Gud sørger for oss.
This truth.
Denne sannhet.
This understanding.
Den forståelse.
As I received that.
I det mottar
den. And I began to teach it to the people.
Og jeg begynner å undervise folket.
We saw some amazing things happen in the lives of people.
Vi har sett fantastiske ting skje I menneskers liv.
During COVID.
Under COVID.
Many people were shutting down their businesses.
Så var det mange mennesker som måtte stenge forretningene sine.
I don't know how it was here.
Jeg vet ikke hvordan det var her.
But in India, many businesses closed down.
I India var det mange forretninger som måtte stenge.
Many people lost a lot.
Mange tappte masse.
But in our church,
men I vår menighet,
there are business people
så har vi forretningsfolk
that have tripled their business during COVID.
Som tre tredoblet sin omsetning under covid.
Some doubled their income during covid.
Och dubblade sin inkomst genom covid.
And they said covid was a blessing for my business.
Och de säger covid var en välsignelse för min förretning.
Hallelujah.
Halleluja.
It is how you see, my friend.
Du skönner där vad du ser på.
See, but this seeing is developed through your relationship with God.
Men detta synet, det utvecklas genom din relation med Gud.
Oh my God, there's so much, oh my Lord.
Det är massor vi kan dela.
Let me take you to another scripture.
You don't have to give it all
no,
at
no,
once.
I know. But let me just, I just want to give a few tips sure. from the word and then my experience and I'll close with that.
There you go.
Hosea chapter 4 verse 6 says,
Hoseas 4:6.
My people are destroyed.
Yeah, continue.
For what?
Mitt folk går till grunden på grund av vad?
For lack of knowledge.
För mangel på kunskap.
Not because the devil is powerful.
Alltså inte för att djävulen är mäktig.
No.
Nej.
Not because the circumstances are against me.
Inte för att omständigheterna är mot mig.
Right in the middle of the desert.
Mitt I öknen.
Where there was not a drop of water.
Där det inte fanns en droppe vatten.
God gave them a river.
Så gav Gud Israels folke en älv som kom ut från en klippe.
Do you believe that?
Tror du på det?
He is the same yesterday, today, forever.
Han är den samma igår idag till evigt.
If he can do it then,
kunde han göra det då?
What stops him from doing it today?
Vad hindrar han från att göra det idag?
My lack of faith.
Min mangel på tro.
My lack of faith.
Min mangel på tro.
My people.
Mitt folk.
Who?
Vem?
Not the Gentiles.
Ikke hedningene.
Not the people outside Jesus.
Ikke de mennesker som
It is people who claim to be Christian.
Men ikke de som
My people are destroyed.
Men mitt folk.
Not because the devil is so powerful.
Ødelegges ikke av en mektig djevel.
Not because of the government.
Eller på grunn av regjeringen.
But because of lack of knowledge.
Men på grunn av manglende kunnskap.
Ignorance.
Det å være is your greatest enemy. Forstand.
Ignorance is your greatest enemy.
Ja. Uforstand din største fiende.
Not the devil.
Ikke djevelen.
Jesus settled the devil issue.
Jesus tok seg av djevelen.
This is what he said.
Det her det han sier.
In John chapter 8 verse 32.
Johannes 8:32.
You shall know the truth.
Dere skal kjenne sannheten.
And the truth shall make you free.
Og sannheten skal gjøre dere fri.
Freedom comes.
Friheten kommer altså.
As truth comes.
I det at sannheten kommer.
The truth
Sannheten
is the revelation that God gives you.
Är den uppenbaring som han ger dig.
I said hallelujah.
Halleluja.
As you receive the truth.
När du mottar sannheten.
The truth will make you free.
Så vill sannheten göra dig fri.
Set you free.
Sätta dig fri.
From sickness.
Från sjukdom.
From addictions.
Från avhängighet.
From lack.
Från mangel.
From loneliness.
Från ensamhet.
From oppression.
Från undertryckelse.
From depression.
Från depression.
And so on.
Och så vidare.
Everything in the kingdom of God.
Allt I Guds rike.
Is obtained by
på en måte inntas eller opprettholdes ved tro.
But how does faith come?
Hvordan kommer da troen?
Faith comes by the hearing of the word.
Den kommer ved hørelsen av Guds ord.
See, people find it difficult to attend church once a week.
Mennesker synes det slitsomt eller vanskelig å delta I kirka en gang I uka.
Because you got to go fishing.
De så travle for de må ut og fiske.
Because the weather is so good, you have to sail.
Vær så nydelig med å ut og seile tur.
Oh man, I don't know what it will be next Sunday. So this Sunday I have to sail because the weather may not be good.
Og jeg vet jo hvordan vær neste søndag, så jeg må ut og seile denne søndagen.
The weather is so good, I got to go hunting.
Vær så flott, vi må ut og jakte nå.
I was a hunter by the way, so I know what it means.
Han drev jakt, så jeg vet hva det betyr.
I love hunting.
Elsker det, sant?
You know, so you know how we give excuses.
Du vet, vi bringer
God is not sitting
alle
there
unnskyldninger.
Trying to look at who is not going to go to church and thump them or punish them.
Det ikke sånn at Gud sitter og så passer på de som går til kirke like og så straffer han de som ikke gjør det.
God doesn't have to punish us.
Gud straffer oss
we
ikke.
Will punish ourselves.
Vi straffer oss selv.
Because the lack of knowledge
fordi manglen
will
på kunnskap,
keep us,
den
stifle us,
hindrer
oss, keep us from approaching God
og begrenser
and experiencing what he has for us.
Og erfare det han har for oss.
Talk to me somebody.
Hallo.
We hardly pray.
Vi ber nesten aldri.
We pray for 10 minutes.
Vi ber for 10 minutter kanskje.
And if some of us have a schedule, we might read 2 or 3 chapters of the Bible every day.
Og noen leser kanskje et par kapitler I Bibelen
hver dag. And some maybe one verse.
Kanskje et vers.
And then we wonder why God is not working.
Og så lurer vi på hvorfor funker ikke det her med Gud?
We think like God is supposed to do things for me.
Gud skulle gjøre ting for meg.
No.
Nei.
God will do it.
Gud gör
when you cooperate with him,
när du samarbetar med honom,
when you abide by him,
när du förblir I honom,
when you comply with his demands,
när du förhåller dig till det han säger att du ska göra.
This life is supposed to be lived with him in me.
För detta livet lever vi med honom
I oss.
But
most often,
men det oftast,
we look at God sitting up there in, on the throne in heaven.
Så ser vi Gud sitta på tronen I himlen.
And we're hoping that he will intervene somehow and do things.
Och hoppas att han på en eller annan måte ska blanda sig I det vi driver.
But the Bible says,
men Bibeln säger,
he's not only seated there. But he's in my heart.
Men han I mitt hjärta.
So I need to know and become aware of his presence in my life.
Så jag måste känna hans närvar I mitt liv.
And develop an ear to hear his voice.
Och utveckla ett öra som kan höra hans stämma.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So we need to learn how to live this life by faith.
Så vi måste lära oss hur vi lever detta livet vid tro.
Many people think they know what faith is.
Många menar som sig själva att de vet vad tro är.
Let me give you an example.
Låt mig ge ett exempel.
I give this example wherever I go.
Jag brukar det exempel ofta.
And to make you understand,
varför får jag för att förstå?
What you think faith may not really be faith.
Att det du tänker som tro är kanske egentligen inte tro I det hela tatt.
John Wesley, that great man of God.
John Wesley, en stor Guds man.
Once said that people don't know the difference between mental assent and faith.
Han sa många människor vet inte skillnaden på det att vara mentalt enig med om ting och tro.
Let me ask you a question.
Låt mig
spöra. How many believe Jesus can heal you?
Hur många tror att Jesus kan helbreda dig?
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Then why are you sick?
Så varför är du då sjuk?
Why is there sickness in your body?
Varför är det sjukdom I kroppen?
I'm not trying to be judgmental.
Låt mig säga, yes, dömer dig inte.
I'm trying to highlight a point.
Jag prövar att lyfta fram ett poäng med det jag säger.
We are living in a misunderstanding that we have faith.
För vi lever alltså I en missförståelse runt detta att vi har tro.
There was this tightrope walker, you know tightrope walker.
Yep. Yeah. Det var en man som balanserade på stram lina.
And there was a tightrope across the Niagara Falls from the Canadian side to the American side.
Och han gick på stram lina över Niagarafossen från kanadisk sida till amerikansk sida.
And there was a huge crowd on both sides.
Och det var en stor folkmängd på bägge sidor.
Because you know if he slipped,
du vet att det
sklider, that would be the end of his life.
Så var det slut på den mannen.
So everybody was cheering.
Alla frydet sig.
And he walked from one side to the other.
Och så går han från den ena sidan till den andra.
Everybody was clapping their hands.
Alla klappade I händerna.
And he said, "How many believe that I can go back the same way?"
Hur många tror att jag kan gå tillbaka igen?
He said, "We all believe."
Alla trodde.
He said, "Get me a wheelbarrow."
Han sa, "Få en trillebår upp här."
Okay, he put the wheelbarrow on the rope.
Så han tog trillebåren upp på tauet.
He said, "How many believe that I can go across with the wheelbarrow?"
Hur många tror jag klarar att kryssa tvärs över här med trillebåren?
Everybody said, "We believe."
Alla sa, "Vi tror, vi tror."
Said, no, I don't think you understand.
Han sa, jag tror inte du förstår vad jag menar.
How many really believe that I can go to the other side?
Virkelig att jag kan gå till den andra sidan?
They all said, "We believe."
Ja, vi tror, vi tror.
He said, "Do you really believe?"
Tror du
virkelig? We believe.
Ja, vi tror.
He said, "Who will be the first one to come and sit in here?"
Vem vill vara den första man som sitter I trillebåren?
Nobody moved.
Det var plötsligt ingen som beveget sig.
See, they were agreeing with the mind.
Du skönner, det var mentalt eniga.
But faith needs action.
Men trot kräver handling.
Faith needs action.
Tro kräver handling.
And faith to the natural mind is like taking risk.
Och tro I den naturliga tanken är att
the natural mind will be screaming at you saying, "You're a fool."
Dina naturliga sanser vill ropa mot dig, "Du är gal, hur kan du göra det?"
What if it doesn't happen?
Vad om det inte sker?
Everybody is going to laugh at you.
Alla vill le av dig.
Look how you will be a spectacle.
Du kommer att bli till
laughter. Look how people will mock at you.
Folk kommer att håna dig.
And many times we listen to those voices and we step back.
Ofta hör vi på alla de stämmorna och så står vi tillbaka.
Religiously we talk, "Oh, Jesus heals."
Men religiöst så tänker vi, "Ja, Jesus helbreder."
But we don't experience it.
Utan att vi erfarar det.
You know, I was sharing with the team yesterday.
Han delte med det teamet, ungdomsteamet vi hade igår.
I was a chronic asthma patient.
Han var en kronisk astmapatient.
Every so often I would have asthma.
Med regelmässighet så hade han astma.
My grandfather was a doctor.
Hans bestefar var läge.
Very powerful drugs.
Och jag fick de bästa mediciner.
And I had an atomizer in my pocket all the time.
Och han hade sånt apparat inhaleringsmaskin I lomma.
I could not breathe. I had to pump that so I can breathe a little bit.
Och vi säger fick pusta så att jag dra den inhaleringsmaskinen.
And now I was saved. I was preaching the word.
Jag var frälst. Jag förkynte ordet.
And people, I asked different people to pray.
Och jag bad människor att be för mig.
I fasted and prayed.
Jag fastade och bad.
Didn't seem to work.
Men det funkar inte.
But then I began to read books by Brother Hagen.
Men så började jag läsa någon böcker av Kenneth Hagen.
And he was talking about faith.
Och han talade om tro där.
And as I read that.
Och det jag läste det.
Light was beginning to shine.
Så började lyset att skina.
Knowledge was coming.
Jag började få förståelse.
Revelation was coming.
Uppenbarelse kom.
And I became so strong in my faith.
Och jag blev så stark I min tro.
That one day I said to God.
Att en dag sa jag till Gud.
The next time I have a bout of asthma.
Nästa gång jag får ett astmaanfall.
I will not take any medication.
Tar jag ingen medicin.
Not because it's wrong.
Inte för att det var galt.
But I want to prove that this Bible works.
Men jag vill bevisa för mig själv att denna boken fungerar och det jag förkynner är rätt.
I need to have a living testimony to tell people that this Bible works.
Jag må ha ett levande vittnesbörd om att denna Bibeln fungerar.
In a few days.
Någon dagar senare.
I had a bout of asthma.
Så fick jag skicklig astmaanfall.
All the medication was on the shelf.
All medicin var på hylla.
I said I'm not touching it.
Jag sa okej, jag vill inte ta det.
I began to yell at it.
Och jag började ropa mot det.
Bind it.
Jag började binda det.
Break it.
Bryta det.
Cast it out.
Kasta det ut.
Prayed.
Be.
Got my father to pray.
Fick far min att be.
No matter what I did, nothing happened.
Oavsett vad jag gjorde.
It was
ingenting
only getting bad from bad to worse.
Det blev bara från ont till värre.
But I was determined.
Men jag var beslutsam.
I was like a fanatic.
Som fanatisk.
And I said this word has to work.
Så detta ordet må fungera.
I hardly slept through the night.
Jag sov nästan inte den natten.
The next day.
Dagen på
därpå. Totally discouraged.
Totalt missmodig.
Totally disappointed.
Fullständigt skuffad.
I was lying in the bed gasping for breath.
Och jag låg I sängen och bara hejade efter pusten.
Feeling very low.
Följde mig så långt nere.
Not knowing what to do.
Visste inte vad jag skulle göra med mig själv.
I said Lord, there's something wrong.
Jag sa Herre, det må vara något fel.
So I was lying on the bed.
Så där låg jag på sängen.
Started talking to God, not expecting Him to talk back.
Och så började jag att tala och be och snakka med Gud utan att förvänta att han skulle något tillbaka.
I said, Lord, Your word cannot lie.
Jag sa, men ditt ord kan ju inte
lyva. You cannot lie.
Du kan ju inte lyva.
So if this is not working,
så hvis det här inte fungerar,
there must be something wrong with me.
Så må det være noe feil med meg.
Not with you and your word.
Det jo ikke feil med deg eller ordet.
I just said that.
Så jeg sa bare det.
And suddenly I heard a voice from inside.
Och så hörde jag en röst på insidan.
My middle name is Raj.
Mitt namn är mellannamnet så Raj.
And God spoke to me with that name.
Och Gud brukte det mitt namn.
Raj.
Han sa Raj.
If you are healed.
Hvis du är helbredet.
Then what are you doing lying on the bed?
Vad gör du då med att ligga här på sängen?
I said, okay, Lord.
Och jag sa, okay, Herre.
See, I'm saying things with my mouth. I'm agreeing with my head, but there is no action involved.
Enig I hodet mitt, men ingen handling involvert.
So when I heard that,
så när jag hörde det,
I stepped out of the bed.
Så reiste jag mig från sängen, lyfte händerna mina,
and began to walk up and down in the room, just praising the Lord.
Och begynte att gå och prisa Herren.
Within 2 minutes,
I löpte 2 minuter,
I felt something lift off my chest.
Så kände jag något som lyfte från bröstet mitt.
I could breathe.
Och jag kunde pusta.
I was so excited.
Jag var så begeistrad.
Because for the first time,
för första gången,
I was experiencing the power of God by faith.
Erfarte jag Guds kraft
ved tro. I was so happy.
Jag var så glad.
I ran to my mother.
Løpte min mor.
I shared with her.
Och delte med henne.
Came back into the room.
Och kom tillbaka in I rummet.
Fell on my knees.
Falt på knærne mine.
And began to worship God.
Och tillba Gud.
But you know what?
Vet du hva?
By that evening,
den kvällen,
all the symptoms were coming back.
Kom alle symptomene tillbaka.
See how the devil works?
Så skjønner du hvordan djevelen arbeider?
Now I know what to do. I'm not going to lie down.
Men nå visste jeg, jeg skal ikke legge meg ned.
I'm not touching medication.
Jeg skal ikke ta medisinen.
I took my Bible.
Jeg tok min Bibel.
And I started verbalizing loudly and speaking the scriptures on healing.
Och jag började tala ut skriftstäderna om helbredelse.
Walking up and down in the room.
Gick upp och fram och tillbaka I rummet.
In 2 days.
På 2 dagar.
I was completely healed.
Så försvann all astma. Jag blev fullständigt helbredd.
Why did I share this?
Varför säger jag detta?
What stopped me from experiencing this miracle that God had already provided for me?
Vad hindrat mig att erfara den helbredelsen som Gud allerede hade tillvägabragt?
Lack of knowledge.
Mangel på kunskap.
But when that knowledge, that revelation came.
Men när kunskapen uppenbaringen kom.
I was set free.
Blev satt fri.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah.
Jag sa,
I'll give you 2 more stories and then I'll close.
2 historier till så är vi färdig.
One day.
En dag.
You know, every Friday we have a service.
Var fredag har vi gudstjänst.
When the Lord lays words in our heart, we release them and we pray for the people from
up here. Lägger ett ord på vårt hjärta så ber vi om
det. Generally we don't pray by the laying on of hands.
Vi lägger ofta inte händerna på folk.
And so one day my wife had a word.
Så kona mi hade ett ord.
She said somebody has been longing for a child who have not had a child for a long time.
Det är någon här som inte kan få barn, jag längtar efter det.
God is about to bless you with a child.
Herren säger jag ska välsigna dig med ett barn.
So this lady stood up.
Så denna kvinnan reste sig.
And that's all we know. Later she goes home.
Det var allt vi vet.
She's in agreement with her husband.
Hun blir enig med mannen sin.
If we believe,
hvis vi tror,
we have to act on it.
Då må
so
vi handla.
She goes, takes a pillow.
Så hun går, tar en pute.
Puts it under her dress like she's looking pregnant.
Hun legger puta under magen så hun skal se gravid ut.
All right? And she's walking, pacing up and down in the house.
Och så går hon fram och tillbaka.
Looking at herself in the mirror and saying, "Thank you, Lord, for my baby."
Ser på sig själv I spegeln och säger, "Tack Herre för babyn."
Thank you, Lord, for I have a baby.
Tack att jag är gravid.
She both of them go and buy some clothes.
Begge går og kjøper klær.
Baby clothes.
Barneklær.
And she's thanking the Lord.
Hun takker Gud.
Now you got to be careful.
Du må være forsiktig.
It's not just those actions that produce the miracle.
Det ikke disse handlingene som produserer mirakel.
Are you with me? Because sometimes people think if I do what they did, I will have a baby.
For man tenker, hvis jeg gjør det de gjorde, da vil jeg få barn. Ja.
The acts were based on belief.
Handlingen deres var bygget på en overbevisning
tro. The word.
Trodde ordet.
And that revelation
og den åpenbaringen
caused her to act crazy.
Fikk henne til å ta merkelige handlinger.
Amen. To the world it was craziness.
For verden der ute så det ut som galskap.
But within no time
Men,
she became pregnant.
I løpet av kort tid ble hun gravid.
Hallelujah.
Halleluja.
And she brought forth a beautiful baby.
Og så fikk hun et vakkert barn. Amen.
In the early days of our ministry, in the early days of our marriage,
I våre ekteskaps tidlige dager,
we went through a very, very, very extremely difficult time financially.
Så hadde vi vært igjennom en veldig, veldig tøff tid økonomisk.
And there was a time when we had nothing but little rice in the house.
Og det var en periode vi hadde ingenting, bare litt, bitte litt ris.
But we never, ever told anybody.
Men vi fortalte ikke til noen.
And never did we ask for help.
Vi spurte aldri om hjelp.
Never did we ask for a loan.
Spurte aldri om å låne penger av noen.
We believed our God will provide.
Vi tenkte Gud skal sørge for oss.
Okay, so we were there.
Så der var vi.
And in where we lived, I mean, we lived in a kind of a servant's quarters in a rich man, rich person's house. That's the only thing we could afford for rent.
Vi bodde I for så vidt en mann som hadde en rik mann, men vi bodde bare I en sånn I tjenerkvartalet. Det var det vi hadde råd til å leie.
The only furniture we had.
Det eneste møblement vi hadde.
Was an old table.
Var et gammelt bord.
And a mattress, no bed, only a mattress that was on the floor.
Og kun en madrass som lå på gulvet, hadde ikke seng.
And it was two rooms, one over the other with a spiral staircase.
Og det var to rom, et over det andre med en sånn spiraltrapp som gikk opp.
And my wife was pregnant.
Og kona mi var gravid.
Very very difficult times.
Og hadde en tøff graviditet.
But I thank God because God taught us many things about how to trust him.
Takker Gud for Gud lærte oss så mange ting om hvordan vi skal
hallelujah.
Ha tillit til Gud gjennom den perioden.
I said hallelujah.
Halleluja.
So in whatever we received,
så det vi tok imot,
we made sure we tithed.
Vi forsikret oss om at vi ville gi tiende av alt vi tok imot.
Because I believe,
jeg tror nemlig,
very strongly,
veldig sterkt,
that when I tithe,
at når jeg gir tiende,
I walk under an open heaven.
Så går jeg under en åpen himmel.
Favor shows up.
Favör fra Gud
kommer. Not legalistic.
Det här är inte någon lovisk hett.
Is it in the old covenant, new covenant? Is should we do it in this age of grace?
Är det gamla pakt, nya pakt? Nu I nådens tid ska vi bry oss om detta. Det bryr oss inte om.
It is the word of God.
För det är ett bibelsk princip.
I believe it.
Jag tror det.
I've experienced it.
Och erfarar det.
And I'm experiencing the blessing.
Och jag lever I välsignelsen av det.
So it is too late for you to convince me otherwise.
Det är allt för sent för att du kan pröva att motbevisa någonting av detta här mot mig.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm not arguing with anybody.
Så jag diskuterar inte med någon. Det här är min tro.
So we not only gave tithes.
Så vi gav ikke bare tiende.
We were very strict with our finances. The little we had.
Vi var veldig, veldig forsiktige med for de finansene vi hadde.
We both would sit and pray.
Vi satt og ba.
And put the money in compartments.
Og så putta pengene I avdelinger I bokser.
This is the tithe.
Dette tiende.
This is for missions.
Dette misjon.
This is for Sunday offerings.
Dette søndaggaver.
This is for orphans.
Dette for
and widows.
Foreldreløse og de enker.
Then we would spend money for our expenses.
Og så hadde vi penger til som vart överst till oss själva.
With the little we had.
Det lille vi hade.
God honors all that.
Och Gud äret detta.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So, we started putting some money aside.
Så vi puttet noen pengar till sidan.
It came to a certain amount of money.
Och det blev ett
which seemed to be good.
Som virket okej.
So we could buy some furniture in the house.
Så att vi nå kunde då äntligen köpa någon möblemang.
A little lounge suite.
Kanske en soffa sitta I.
And a dining table.
Kanske ett spisebord.
Cheap China stuff.
Någon billig grej från Kina.
Right, that we had there. Okay, the very cheap stuff.
No, very, very cheap.
Okay, but that was all we could afford.
Men det var allt vi hade råd till.
And while we were looking out, and I said to my wife, "Let's go and have a look at these furniture."
Och så sa jag till konan, "Nu måste vi se på de möblerna."
One day I was alone.
Så var jag helt alene.
And I heard this voice.
Och så hörde jag en stämma säga,
"Give all that away to this mission."
Ge alla pengarna till denna mission.
Shut up, devil.
Jag sa, "Tyst din mina djävul."
This is after months and months of saving, you know.
Det här är efter månader och månader av försiktig sparing.
God never asks you to give to make you poor.
Men han ber dig aldrig om att ge för att bli fattig.
Every time God asks you to give,
varje gång Gud ber dig om att ge,
it is because God is setting you up for promotion.
Så är det för att Gud är I färd med att förbereda dig till en förhöjelse.
God never asks to make you poor.
Gud har aldrig bett dig om att bli fattig.
Because he loves you, he is asking you, because that's how the scripture works.
Fordi han elsker dig, så spør han om du vil være med det. Den måten skriften fungerer.
You know, so it was very new in our marriage.
Så det var veldig nytt for vårt
ekteskap. I said, Lord.
Og sa Gud.
Yeah, okay, Lord, but I said, you know, that now that I'm married.
Du vet at nå som jeg gift.
I believe I need to share this with my wife, and she too has to be in agreement.
Så må jeg ta opp det her med kona mi, og hun må være enig med meg.
So I go to my wife and I say, look.
Så jeg går til kona mi og sier,
this is what I heard God say.
Dette det jeg hørt Herren si.
And before I could say, what do you think?
Og jeg før jeg hadde
kommet, go ahead, give it.
Så sa hun bare gi det.
I'm so thankful to God for such a wonderful wife.
Jeg så takknemlig til Gud for en sånn fantastisk kone.
She gave it away.
Hun ga det bort.
We both gave it away.
Vi begge ga det bort og gledet oss.
And there was nothing left.
Og det var ingenting tilbake.
One day we had gone for missions.
Så hadde vi vært ute på en
mission. Just came home.
Kom hjem igjen.
Opened the door.
Åpner døra.
It was a brand new lounge suite.
Det var et helt nytt sofamøblement.
Brand new Persian carpet.
Helt nytt persisk teppe.
Brand new air conditioner.
Helt nytt air conditioner.
We could not have even thought of buying that stuff.
Vi kunne ikke engang drømme om å kjøpe den slags ting.
What am I trying to tell you?
Hva jeg sier til deg da?
Knowledge.
Kunnskap.
When God gave us that understanding.
Når Gud ga oss den forståelsen.
And we obeyed the voice of God.
Og vi adlød Guds
røst. We received a breakthrough.
Så fikk vi et gjennombrudd.
The breakthrough is not limited to healing.
Og gjennombrudd ikke begrenset til helbredelse.
The breakthrough is not limited to only finances.
Og heller ikke til økonomi.
The breakthrough is for all areas of your life.
Men gjennombrudd for alle livets områder.
Let me tell you something.
La meg dele noe.
Wherever you are right now.
Hvor enn du nå.
If you're still breathing and alive.
Om du fortsatt puster og levende.
God wants to take you higher.
Så vill Gud ta dig få fremme dig.
Don't be satisfied where you are.
Ikke vær tilfreds.
There is more for you.
Det mere for
dig. There is greater things for you.
Det større ting
for dig. Your destiny is greater than you can even imagine.
Din hensikt med ditt liv større enn du forestiller dig.
It's not for you.
Husk at det ikke for din skyld.
You can be a blessing to somebody.
Men det så du kan være til velsignelse for andre.
Somebody say amen.
Kan du si amen?
Halleluja.
Halleluja.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Were you blessed this morning?
Blev du välsignad det här?
Did you learn something?
Lärde du något?
Praise God.
Lyser Gud.
Amen. Well, let's just pray.
Vi ber.
Heavenly Father, we thank you so much, Lord, for this time you've given us to minister your word. I pray everyone that has received this word.
Vi tackar dig för den tid vi har fått att betjäna här nu. Vi tackar dig för det ord vi har fått att betjäna. Låt detta ord vara.
Let this be a seed in their heart.
Ett såkorn in I deras hjärta.
That will sprout.
Som kan så
och
gro
to grow
och börja växa
and bring much harvest
och bringa stor inhöstning av glädje
joy in place of tears
glädje istället för tårar
purpose in place of purposelessness
hänsikt istället för meningslöshet
healing in the place of sickness
läkedom istället för sjukdom
abundance in the place of lack
överskudd istället för mangel
Lord because all this
för det allt detta
provided for us.
Har du tillvägabragt
för oss? Let this revelation
flood
our hearts.
Överström våra hjärtan.
I pray everyone here.
Och jag ber för var och en här.
Be blessed.
Ska vi välsignat.
In Jesus name.
I Jesu namn.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much pastor and the team and the church. Thank you for letting us come and share our hearts with you.
Tack att vi fick låta komma och dela våra hjärtan med dig.
I really enjoyed my time with you all.
Jag har verkligen fridat mig
samman med dig.
Herren med dig.
Herren med dig.
Amen.